Hello, I'm David Harper with the BBC News. The Pentagon has unveiled new rules for journalists accredited to cover the work of the US military. They include a pledge not to disclose unauthorized information and limits on reporters' movements within the department. The move has drawn criticism from both journalists and lawmakers. David Willis has the details.
The new guidelines limit journalists based at the Pentagon to only publishing information that has been authorized for release by department officials. Those who fail to adhere to the policy will forfeit their press credentials. The US Defense Department has been the subject of a series of leaks in recent months. The man leading it, Pete Hegseth, who was recently given the title Secretary of War, said in a social media post that the press doesn't run the Pentagon. And he urged that 90 or so journalists accredited to work there to, as he put it, wear a badge and follow the rules or go home.
US officials have clarified that the Trump administration's move to increase the annual visa fee for skilled workers to $100,000 would apply only to new requests. A White House official said the fee would not affect those who already have H-1B visas, as Anbarasan Etirajan explains.
That has come as a big relief because we have heard from various people on social media how they were cancelling their flights because this is a busy, busy festive season in India. And some of those in India were already making plans to return to the US. So that is the big confusion. Now, the numbers, as far as the numbers are concerned, it's a huge setback for those aspiring to go to the US for their new jobs because they go and work in companies like Microsoft, Amazon or Alphabet. So it will be a huge setback for those who want to pursue their American dream.
The Civil Defense Agency in Gaza says more than 85 people have been killed in Israeli strikes on Saturday. Among the victims were the brother and sister-in-law of the director of the Al-Shifa hospital, who was on duty as their bodies were brought into the facility. Mohammed Abu Musulmiya said he'd been devastated. Israel said it was continuing to expand its area of operations in Gaza City. Britain's Ministry of Defence has confirmed that fighter jets from the UK have flown their first sorties over Poland as part of NATO's response to Russian threats in European airspace. Joe Inwood reports.
The two jets took off from RAF Coningsby in Lincolnshire on Friday night, returning Saturday morning. Their mission was to help bolster the air defences over Eastern Europe, which have come into increasing focus. There have been at least three significant violations of NATO airspace by Russian drones and fast jets in the last fortnight, including over Estonia on Friday. That has led to calls, most notably from the Czech President Peter Pavel, for a tougher stance. He said NATO should consider shooting down Russian planes that violated its airspace. For now, the focus remains on strengthening air defences and hoping they will not be needed.
Joe Inwood reporting. World News from the BBC. The Iranian president, Masoud Pezeshkian, says Friday's decision by the UN Security Council to reimpose all UN nuclear-related sanctions will not stop Iran developing its nuclear programme. Mr. Pezeshkian said the Security Council had closed all diplomatic doors, but this would not act as a deterrent. Referring to the bombing of Iran's nuclear sites by Israel and the US in June, he said if they hit our facilities, Iran will build better ones. President Trump has again said he wants to take back control of Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan, which was relinquished by the United States as part of its withdrawal from the country in 2021. Posting on social media, he warned that bad things would happen if Afghanistan, now ruled by the Taliban, didn't hand the base back. Mr. Trump had earlier threatened Venezuela with incalculable consequences if Caracas refused to take back migrants. A French senator says he'll step down next month amid allegations he drugged a member of parliament with the intention of sexually assaulting her. Joël Guerriau claims his departure is not related to the criminal case against him. He denies charges that he allegedly spiked the National Assembly deputy Sandrine Josso's champagne with ecstasy in November 2023. The Vietnamese singer Duc Phuc has won the Intervision Song Contest, a Soviet-era competition revived by President Putin. The glitzy event in Moscow resembled Eurovision, from which Russia is banned because of its invasion of Ukraine. Despite the continuing war, it attracted performers from more than 20 countries, including China, Brazil, India and Cuba, as well as representatives from the Middle East and Africa. Lady Du is from the group that represented South Africa at the contest.
We're very excited to be here. The fact that we're competing with other countries from around the world is such a great opportunity. So I'd like to thank the Russia Intervision family for hosting us and looking after us, making sure we're fine, we eat right, we sleep right, and we appreciate just being here, you know.
BBC News.